Hello, I'm Monica Reinagle, and you're listening to the Nutrition Diva Podcast. Welcome. My friend Gary writes, I've been seeing ads for products that claim to absorb ethylene, which allows produce to last longer. Do these products work? Would baking soda or activated charcoal do the same thing? I think we've all had the disheartening experience of having to throw away expensive fruits and vegetables because we didn't use them up quickly enough. No one likes to waste money, of course, but there's even more at stake with food waste. We throw away a shocking percentage of the food that we produce, which is especially tragic when you consider how many people around the world experience hunger on a daily basis. Hunger and food insecurity is not just an issue in developing nations. Here in the United States, the richest nation in the world, more than 10% of households typically struggle to put food on the table, and that number has increased by 66% just since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. Right now, 50 million Americans, including 17 million children, do not have enough to eat on a regular basis. No matter where you live, if you are lucky enough, as I have been, to have weathered this year-long crisis without worrying about whether you'd be able to feed yourself and your family, perhaps you will join me in donating to your local food bank or an organization like feedingamerica.org. And if you or someone you know is experiencing hunger or food insecurity, you don't have to go it alone. If you are in the U.S., feedingamerica.org can help connect you with resources in your area. Food waste is also a major player in climate change. Rotting food is responsible for almost 10% of greenhouse gas emissions globally. In fact, if food waste were a country, it would come in third after the United States and China in terms of impact on global warming. And fresh produce makes up about a third of all the food that we throw away. All of which is to say, if a $10 product can keep us from throwing away so much food, it would be money well spent. And I'm happy to report that there is some solid science to support them, but their usefulness may be just a bit more targeted than the marketing sometimes suggests. Ethylene is a harmless gas that's released or exhaled, if you will, by fruits and vegetables. In general, ethylene production increases as fruits ripen, and ethylene in turn accelerates the ripening process. So when we put unripe fruit in a paper bag, the idea is to trap some of that ethylene that's being given off by the produce and use it to hasten the ripening process. This works especially well for apricots, bananas, mangoes, tomatoes, avocados, and melons. They're all particularly sensitive to ethylene gas. But once fruit is ripe, continued exposure to ethylene can cause the fruit to become overripe and start to rot. Ethylene can also speed the decline of other types of produce. According to horticultural scientist Kathleen Brown of Penn State University, ethylene can cause carrots and parsnips to get bitter, broccoli and kale to turn yellow, cucumbers and summer squash to get soft and mushy, asparagus to turn tough, apples to get mealy, and lettuce to wilt. Herbs such as parsley and mint are also particularly sensitive to ethylene gas. Now, low temperatures across the board reduce a plant's sensitivity to ethylene, so just keeping produce refrigerated will help to preserve it. For example, if your avocados get ripe before you need them, you can hold them for a few days by putting them in the fridge. I find it most effective to move them into the fridge when they're still maybe a day short of fully ripe, because some ripening will continue in the fridge, but it goes much more slowly. In addition, you can use something to absorb ethylene gas. Zeolite is a complex of minerals, including aluminum and silica, that's highly absorbent. It's used as a drying agent to suck moisture out of the air. This is also the stuff that makes clumping cat litter work. But it also absorbs ethylene gas. Zeolites are widely used by food growers, shippers, and retailers to extend the life of fruits and vegetables in transit by slowing down the ripening process. produce-saving products that you may have seen in the consumer marketplace, such as the green produce bags or the hollow ball that you place in the crisper drawer of your fridge, contain zeolite. And they are effective at absorbing ethylene, and they can prevent certain types of spoilage. The bags are reusable, but they do eventually lose their effectiveness. You can also buy a rechargeable zeolite-filled ball to place in your crisper drawer to absorb ethylene gas. Now, Gary also asked whether baking soda or activated charcoal might be effective at absorbing ethylene. I can't find any data to suggest that baking soda would be particularly useful here. Activated charcoal can absorb ethylene, but not nearly as effectively as zeolite. Interestingly, that rechargeable ball, it's called Blue Apple, contains both zeolite and activated charcoal, but the manufacturer only talks about charcoal in their marketing. I wonder if they think that charcoal sounds more natural and therefore would be more appealing to consumers than something unfamiliar like zeolite. But in terms of absorbing ethylene gas, I suspect it's the zeolite that's actually doing the heavy lifting there. The charcoal may also have some odor-absorbing properties. Keeping your produce in special ethylene-absorbing bags may indeed extend the shelf life. Keeping high ethylene producers, particularly apples and avocados, quarantined from your other produce can also help. Just remember that ethylene is only one thing that can shorten the life of your produce. An ethylene-absorbing bag isn't going to prevent moldy berries or slimy lettuce, for example. The best way to keep fruits and vegetables from going bad and going to waste is really to eat them up promptly. In the show notes for today, I have some links to the produce extending products that I talked about today, as well as a link to a handy printable chart that lists the best way to store different types of produce. You'll find that all at quickanddirtytips.com. And while you're there, you can browse the entire Nutrition Diva archives and check out some of the other experts in the Quick and Dirty Tips podcast network. I also wanted to let you know about a free workshop that I'm hosting with Brock Armstrong of the Get Fit Guy podcast. We're going to be talking about the things that you need to have in place in order to make weight loss sustainable, or really to make any transformation sustainable. And we're also going to be debunking a few things that we think we need, but actually don't. And that may make your life a little bit easier. It's happening on February 27th, and you can sign up for free. Just go to weightless.life/change. That's weightless.life/change. Hope to see you there. The Nutrition Diva Show is written by me, Monica Reinagle. It's edited by Karen Hertzberg. Our producer is Nathan Semmes, and our team at Macmillan Audio also includes Morgan Ratner, Michelle Margulis, Emily Miller, our intern, Claire Freeman, and our director, Kathy Doyle. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great week.